Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I like 198, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Good morning on November 12th. I think, I'm pretty sure we broke that record that was 108 years old.
From 11-11-11.
Yeah. Coldest overnight low was 12, and we got down to 11. So congratulations. lots of school closings and late starts this morning. So just be careful out on the road.
Did your kids get out of school early yesterday?
Nope. No. And I don't know if some of the early dismissals yesterday contributed to the traffic problems.
But I thought it'd be better because of it being Veterans Day. Yeah. I thought there'd be less cars on the road.
So many kids were in school, though. And when I was at the Veterans Day program yesterday at my kid's school, I'm sitting there at 11 and I get this notice on my phone that lots of schools are doing early dismissal. So I think you have a bunch of parents who are trying to race home to get their kids in time. And when people are racing on icy roads, that's when the problem starts.
Sarah's school canceled today, right?
Yes, Sarah's school is canceled. I don't believe my kids are. They were off yesterday for Veterans Day. And so was like the majority of the Illinois schools, which Sarah noticed on her way home that kind of helped her get home easier because there wasn't
much
traffic.
Nieces were off.
Yeah. Our kids have school, but they do this really sweet Veterans Day program where, you know, you can bring family members who have served and they honor them.
Oh,
they
that's cool.
Stand up and they give them a little gift. It's sweet.
Did you notice a difference Illinois versus Missouri with traffic yesterday, Lance?
I'm sorry, I was catching an accident there. What was the question?
Did you notice a difference between Illinois traffic and Missouri? Only because a lot of Illinois schools were off yesterday, so I thought maybe that would have popped
up. You guys
up.
Got it all figured out over there.
I would say the delineation was really not so much along the state line as it was kind of north to south. North you went, it would just, the road conditions just got worse and worse.
It's just too early. Too early.
Yeah. Well, we're only 6 weeks from winter.
Oh.
Yeah, right. And 50 days until the end of the decade.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow.
So not only do we have lots of...
That really bummed him out.
I know.
Yeah.
Remember how fun it was in 2010?
Yeah. So not only do we have the end of the year lists that are going to come out, but today we got like two or three end of the decade lists where they're coming up with like the best of the 2010s, the best of the teens, the best of the, I don't know.
I can't wait for them to be over for that reason. Like
yes.
The 20s, yeah, we'll just be like, it's the 20s. It's going to be great.
But all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. The 10s, I think, is the correct. 10s? It's the 2000 to 2009.
The aughts, I think.
Yes.
I hate saying it.
Yeah, right.
I don't like it.
We ought to not say it ever.
So... website came up.
No. You should not be in charge of the bell. The bell should be in somebody else's hands.
Yeah, right here.
You can't judge yourself.
It was. I'll give him a ding for that one.
I'm going to give him a ding. There you go.
And in this decade, we saw the rise of different streaming services and the explosion of TV shows. This website said just last year alone, 495 scripted shows aired.
That's why I think it's so hard to judge, to put a top 10 or 20 list together.
Oh my God, there's so much. We live in a golden age of television. We're so lucky.
Yeah.
We're not watching TV.
Golden age of television choice doesn't always mean it's quality.
No,
I completely disagree. TV is good as it's as good as it's ever been.
Yeah.
But I'm saying not everything is quality.
No, of course not.
Of course not.
There's more and more garbage, too, that you have to sort through.
Yes.
But I think that TV has become more attractive to big movie stars. You see people who had never done TV before in the last decade all of a sudden jumping on board to whether it's an Amazon or a Netflix project, signing long-term deals with these streaming services. So AV Club came up with the best shows of the 2010s. And we'll get to the top in just a minute. But Lance, you'll be happy to know that coming in at number 25, The Great British Baking Show.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that attracted a ton of people.
Yeah.
Like, and families watched it together.
Yeah. It was, it was like our weekend morning. It was like our Saturday morning ritual to wake up and watch The Great British Baking Show. One of Courtney's favorites with Julia Louis-Dreyfus came in at number 20, Veep. But when you're thinking about your favorite shows of the last decade, what like pops into your head?
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Game of Thrones was number 30. They said the final season struggled to resolve the book's unfinished story cleanly.
I don't know if that's fair.
I disagree.
Fair.
I would say The Resident on Fox.
Lots of whispering and low talking.
No, but a couple, another show that you loved is in the top 10.
Oh my gosh. I watched so many. I know. Below Deck.
No. It was on HBO.
On HBO. I don't know.
Justin Theroux.
Oh, The Leftovers. So good. Only three seasons. It's worth the watch. It's creepy and good. The last season, it's one of the best final episodes besides 6 Feet Under that I can remember.
Number 7 on the list. A show that Tim and I have both watched, and it's weird saying, this is great, you should watch it, because I don't know.
Adult content, guys.
Oh, Fleabag.
Fleabag came in at number 10.
Wow.
30 Rock came in at number 9.
Such a great show. I'm waiting for that show to be on reruns.
Yeah.
Where, because, you know, it's the typical stuff now. Yeah. Big Bang Theory, Seinfeld, Friends, and The Office.
Yeah, I'm surprised 30 Rock isn't with them, because there are so many great, like, lines from there.
It's fast.
Oh, man,
it's funny. You miss it if you're not totally paying attention.
Yeah. Bob's Burgers, the animated show, comes in at number 8.
Very good.
Like I said,
part of that animation domination on Fox. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you there, spokesperson?
I am. they got some good lead-ins there. You know, you got Family Guy. What's that new one? The one with Kristen.
It doesn't matter. No, what else?
The Leftovers at number 7. The Good Place with Kristen Bell and Ted Danson at number 6. I love this show so much.
I've watched a few episodes. I just haven't gotten into it.
I just love everything she does. She's so cute. Even when she's being bad. The Americans, number 5.
Yeah, I never watched that.
I never did either, but you hear it's good.
One of the shows that would be in my top 3, I think, is at number 4, Parks and Rec.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
It's just, and I think watching that show, going back and watching it now that all these people have gone on to do different things, it's one of those shows where they took the little idiosyncrasies in people's real lives and incorporated them into their characters. Like, I think Andy Dwyer has a little bit of Chris Pratt in him. And Audrey Plaza's character, April, has a little of her in it. And same with Nick Offerman. And
Rob Lowe has just become a caricature of himself, right? In
so great.
A lot of things.
Yeah. So great.
He's got that new show out, too. He's a fireman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I think so.
Atlanta comes in at number 3.
Wow.
I never watched that.
Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Is that still going on?
I don't think.
Yeah, it is. St. Louis representing at number 2.
Oh, Mad Men.
Mad Men.
Yeah.
God, I loved me some Mad Men. But that finale was such a letdown. And if you're going to bump Thrones to 30 because of that last season, and I'm a huge Mad Men guy, but number 2, I don't know.
You know what my favorite thing about Mad Men was always the, you know, the next episode, the little montage of what's on the next episode. You could edit anything together.
Yes.
It never really made sense or told you a story of what was coming up on the episode. It was just random stuff they chopped together and said, yeah, that's our next episode preview.
They'd always throw Roger Sterling in there, and I'm like, what does it mean? It means nothing.
It was intentional because Matt Weiner, the guy who created it, didn't want to do that at all. And the network made him. And he goes, fine. And he would just throw up a random clip.
That's the story behind it?
Yeah.
I loved that was my favorite part. It's like, I want to see the next episode trailer.
Yes.
He was sticking it to him every time.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think Mad Men would be my favorite drama. And Parks and Rec was my favorite comedy of the decade. And number 1, Tim just said it yesterday because he's rewatching this show so that he can... He's rewatching the final season to prep for the movie that was just released on Netflix, Breaking Bad.
It's fantastic. I mean, every bit is, it's even better than I remember. They just hit the thing out of the park. Okay. And the ending is so satisfying.
Now, did you watch during the hype or did you watch after the hype?
I watched the last two seasons as they came out. Okay. So I started a little bit after most people, but then I was caught up by the time the last two seasons hit.
It was a lot to get through after. Because
Did you watch all of it?
Right.
And there were some great episodes, but there were a bunch that I was... like, all right, come on.
Yeah. Get to the next one.
I get it. I mean, there's a lot of side stuff.
But if
going
I was
on.
Watching it in real time, it would have been amazing. Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see Better Call Saul on this list.
Yeah. I think it's on the list, but in the top 20.
In the top 25.
Where's Blue Bloods? Hello. The saga of the Reagan family must be on there somewhere.
Better Call Saul is number 15. I know.
Yeah.
I cannot believe Thrones is at 30. That's
it is kind of crazy.
Give me this guy's name.
It's all opinion.
I know, but
they did that just so that people would be outraged and post it and talk about it.
Like we just did.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.